Stain Gang podcast time with Ryan Spence as we get ready for women's soccer season to begin, and it will Thursday night at Stang Park. In fact, Midwestern State has two home games in a three-day span. They'll be at home hosting Western Colorado in the season opener Thursday at 4 o'clock, and then Sunday at 1 o'clock, Central Oklahoma will be at Stang Park. So a great chance to see the Midwestern State women's soccer team. And Ryan, how'd the off season go, and what improvements has the team made from last year? When you had a good year, you went 10-5-5 last year and really finished the season strong.
Yeah, we added some pieces, I think, in the spring, which kind of elevated things pretty quick. So then going into the fall, we weren't necessarily seeing them for the first time. You know, one, she's banged up with a knee, so she won't be able to be with us this fall with Lisey. But no, adding Madison Brinkley, graduate early to come in. So now she's coming in looking like a sophomore instead of a freshman. It's kind of the benefit sometimes of getting a couple of them to graduate early so they can get some spring games out of the way. So no, last spring was great. I think it was the best spring we've had since I've been here. It was pretty consistent, not highs and lows, kind of like this preseason's been. But last spring was good. I don't think we lost a game. We played a couple good teams and just handled the games we needed to.
When you say the preseason's had highs and lows, what does that entail?
Just kind of, again, getting the new ones in and getting them acclimated to kind of what we need to do and the shape of things. The first game, our shape was not good. The next day we played another one and shape was great. Then we played another one this week, our third one. And it wasn't so much of the shape as it was just kind of maybe getting a little outworked. So this was a good this preseason kind of all over the place, which is good because we've got film from three different types of games and three different results. So it was a little all over the place this preseason.
You got Western Colorado coming in here on Thursday. You went to their place last year. That's where you picked up your first win of the season last year. How much different do you think this game will be from what you saw last year?
I think he's got so it's a new coach and Josh coming in, so a little bit of unknown of what that's going to look like. But I think he's returned a lot of the same players, so we maybe might know what personnel he's got, but how they're going to play, we're a little bit in the dark. So you'll probably know as quick as we'll know when Thursday, tomorrow comes around.
I know in that game last year, Lexi scored a penalty kick for you, and then she finished the season with three PKs. And in fact, I think she was the only player that took a PK for you last year. Do you expect her in that role again this year?
Yeah, probably. I've kind of got a rule. I don't choose PK takers. It's just who wants it, you just step up and you take it. In years past, maybe a few different ones have gone up there, but I think this year Lexi knows just, yeah, PK, let me go take it, let me go. So
And she's coming off a pretty good season last year. I think she had 22 points for you. I think it was 7 goals and 8 assists. And had a run there where I think she had a goal in 4 straight games, a goal in 5 out of 6, and really got assists throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, I think Lynn's big, of course, on the attacking side with him being a striker. So he challenged her to try to hit 10-10 last year, and she was kind of, and this is her best stat season, but she was a little angry she didn't hit it. So to be angry when you've had your best stat year because you didn't, that's a good thing. I think she didn't get as many points later on in the year, and I think that just tells you kind of teams might start locking in on you. So you might have to change a little bit as you go on to kind of keep teams not knowing exactly what you're doing. But no, I think she's done a good job this. She's got a PK goal actually this preseason. She's just steady. I mean, that's the biggest thing is just keep that consistent flow.
She was an offensive player to watch in the LSC preseason poll where you were picked to finish fifth. I know you don't put a lot of stock in preseason polls, and a lot of times it's just a reflection of what happened last year, but. Any thoughts when you saw the preseason results?
No, I mean, to have a 10-win team pick 10th in preseason poll just shows you how rough this conference is. So I should say this conference is super competitive. But, yeah, I don't think a lot of teams probably in our conference at least because it will not end how preseason play. It will not come close.
No, it never does, does it?
Especially with our women's soccer conference with adding now Sewell Ross and the next year adding another one. So our conference is getting bigger and tougher. So it's not so much worried about kind of the preseason poll.
I thought one of the interesting things that came out of that release from the Lone Star Conference was Bella Pillow was named as a defensive player to watch, and she's just a freshman.
Yeah, I think she kind of comes in and gives us a little bit something different that maybe we haven't had in the past, which has been a little bit more of that raw speed and athleticism. And she's not a big girl. You know, she's tall. She's got some long legs, but she's got a lot of power in her game that maybe we've lacked in some depth and stuff. And so, we plan that she'll hopefully come in and keep growing. She's one of the younger ones that are getting in the mix right now. So, yeah, we kind of hope she can come in and shine like we think she can.
Do you think she's acclimated herself to the collegiate game? I know you don't maybe really know the answer to that question until you see her in game action, but just in terms of training, does she fit in?
Yeah, in training, yeah, you can't really tell she's a freshman, which a few of the other freshmen, the same thing, which is good. That's what you want. You want these freshmen to come in and not drop the level. You want them to come in and at times elevate things. So won't be able to get an answer till probably two, three, four games in. When they start hitting a little bit more of that, the grind of results hitting you as well as school. So, no, we expect some big things, but you never really know until probably 2 or 3 weeks in the year.
I'm making an assumption that Allison Dellis is going to be your starting goalkeeper.
Yeah, she'll start in tomorrow. I mean, she's been consistent. I mean, Annika's been in there fighting as well. She's had a decent run in training and stuff. So, I think Allie right now is number one, and she's she can do some things that other keepers in the conference can't do. So that's the
– Such as?
Just athleticism. I mean, she'll make some saves that other goalkeepers might struggle with. She'll make them a little bit more routine. Just athleticism is high.
She had two games last year, including one late in the season against Dallas Baptist, where she had 11 saves. Yeah. She played really well once you kind of gave her the reins last year.
Yeah, it's just I wouldn't say necessarily she's a confidence player, but she's just more the more responsibility she's gotten throughout that last season, the more people kind of trusted her. She kind of kept us in those games for the most part, where if she was had an off day, maybe we lose those games. Where she's came in and just again been consistent for us.
One of the other players that really stepped up last year and had some big goals for you over the course of the season was Alessandra Romano. What are you expecting from her this season?
Just keeping it steady. I mean, she'll kind of play probably similar position as she did last year. She's aggressive. Her fitness is good. So just having her get a good start to the year, I think, will be good. Just she wants to score goals. and that's a gift and a curse for a defender. So I think she's honed in a bit more on the defensive side as recently. This preseason to kind of refine her game a little bit more.
She does like going forward, though.
Yeah, sometimes we have to tell her stop running forward. So, she may think it's a joke, but it's
It's not to you because I know you want to shut out every game.
Yeah, so no, but it's been a bit better. We've had some new defenders in there, so the balancing kind of trusting what's behind you and what's in front of you that's kind of been the learning point for all wide players for us this preseason.
And then I was reminded as I look back at the game last year with Western Colorado that Lilia Besedden scored her first collegiate goal in that game. What kind of – I know she got some minutes, some real quality minutes for you last year.
If she was here, I would tell her the same thing, but that was probably the most up-and-down emotional roller coaster game for Lilia last year. At halftime, she was just in her head. And Lynn went over there and chatted with her and just told her like, you're fine. Just get the next one. And then she scored 10 minutes later. She was probably in her head a lot that first half we played. I remember that game because, she ended up scoring, I don't know, the winning goal or tie, the winning goal, I think, was it?
I think she might have got the equalizer, yeah. But don't hold me to that.
And she, I think that was a bit, you could see her celebration last year. It was a sigh of relief. It's one of those, can't control your emotion celebration. So hopefully maybe she might get another one tomorrow night.
And then you've got Central Oklahoma coming in here, and it's not a school that over the course of history the Midwestern States had a lot of success against. I think 6-18-1 I think is the record against Central Oklahoma. Not that that means anything when you kick off Sunday afternoon, but Central Oklahoma generally has been a good test for Midwestern State.
Yeah, they've Mike's been there, Mike Cook has been there for ever, I think, and he just retired this last fall. So His assistant Amel's been with him for I think 10 years or something like that. So he's taken over, and I don't think it'll be much of a change. I mean, they're always steady. They always have some big girls in there that they do really well in set pieces. They get runs through the box. They try to play physical. So that was a big thing for us last year, was win that physicality battle. We've played good against them the last two times we played them. I think we lost late 2 years ago, and last year we tied.
Got a draw last year, right?
So we played well against them, but just maybe not get the result we wanted. So hopefully when they come here, we can flip that and get a win.
Is there a point of emphasis for these two games, or just early in the season for you?
I don't think it's more of a specific emphasis on these games, other than just go out and do what we need to do. Allow us adjust you to what we think can work. Don't overthink it. Play simple. Do the good things. This whole week we've done crossing and finishing. We've done defensive clearing. So that's been the last 4 days is kind of what we've done a lot of, because in the women's game, if you can do those, if you can handle the set piece, either winning or defending set pieces, and be good in wide areas crossing the ball, like you'll win, 70% of the games if you can win those battles. So that was a big emphasis for us.
You think you'll be a good set piece team?
We better. Because that's all we trained the last 4 days, is defending long balls and stuff, and just going back to proper heading techniques and stuff like that. So there's no point in training it if we can't go out and show it.
Well, we should have a good crowd out there at Stang Park for both of these games. Should be a great atmosphere, and looks like the weather's going to cooperate. Looks like it's not going to be incredibly hot.
We don't want cooperation. We want it to be 100 degrees, but we got lucky this year.
Ryan, always good to talk to you. Look forward to doing this over the course of the season, and we'll talk to you again next week on the Stang Gang Podcast.
Thank you.
That's from Ryan Spence, the women's soccer coach. Be sure to tell your friends about the Stang Gang Podcast, and be sure to make plans to be at Stang Park this year to see the Midwestern State women's soccer team. I'm Pete Stein. So long.